Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Stevie! Alrighty, hey, what'd you think of the fight on Saturday?
It was free on Netflix, Steiny. Shattered records. It was great. Bud Crawford and Canelo, it was a great fight. And before it ended, I thought Bud had won the fight, but something that's marred boxing is the judges. And because Canelo was the guy and he had all the belts, Steiny, I thought, you know, it might be hard to beat him because he didn't get knocked out. And they got it right. But boxing at its best is a sweet science, my friend.
I didn't see it.
No?
No, I missed it.
What'd you do Saturday night after the Tulane game? Put me where you were at. Outside?
Went to bed early, probably.
Evan, did you watch the fight? Did you catch the fight Saturday?
I saw it as I was walking home from an establishment. So it ended about 11:30, and that's about when I started
the
fight.
It was late. Steiny, you know what? I was laughing because I thought it started at 6, but I get you were in between the sheets. I get it. Shout out Isley Brothers.
Yeah. So we got a little Kuminga news.
And that's what life's about.
I'm getting ready to take my victory lap. Go ahead. In the last 2 days, first in ESPN.com and then today in The Athletic by Sam Amick, the Warriors have apparently increased their offer to Jonathan Kuminga. They're willing to give him a 3-year contract with no player option, though, for $75 million.
What?
And he doesn't seem likely to sign that one. And as of right now, it appears we're still looking at him signing the qualifying offer at $7.9 million.
Okay. Wow. With that, you turned down 25? So I'm going to give you and Evan a couple victory laps. And I'll take one when we find out he's taking the QO. He doesn't want to be here, but he's going to be Magic Johnson. He's going to be here because they need him. And as a fan, I can look at it through the prism of, okay, one and done. We need you, Kuminga. But I am shocked that this thing has been a circus. It stopped them from doing other things officially. And I'm shocked that he wants out, or what it seems to me, he wants out so bad he would turn down Deuce 5. Like, I think that's about right for where he's at in his career right now. But, wow, if he turns that down and get a bet on himself, he's telling us he don't want to be here, and this is going to be a season of anguish.
Yeah, in the ESPN story written by Sham Sharania and Anthony Slater, Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy met with Jonathan Kuminga and his agent in Miami in mid-August, so that's about a month ago. And at that point, the Warriors were said to maybe add a year to that deal, 3 for $75 million. I mean, if he's not signing, look, if he's not signing a 3 for $75 million, he doesn't want to be here.
And there it is.
I mean, what, I mean.
But he's going to be here, though. Is that a problem? Remember, I fought you and Evan about, oh, it might be some stuff going on. But if you're Dre, Steph, and the rest of the game pods now, and I could be wrong, when a guy's trying to get his chicken, you leave him alone. But I do wonder now, if he signs that qualifying offer, Steiny, if there could be some stuff, pretentious stuff behind the scenes that we start hearing about.
Wait, say that again?
Like, he's obviously doesn't want to be here, but no. He's going to be here.
For
and you and
year.
Evan talked about, you know, some stuff, Mike, you know, when you were out and Evan and I were doing the show, you know, how that would bode in the locker room. And I was thinking nothing to see here. But now I'm starting to, dude, 25? What are you doing?
He doesn't want to be here. He does not want to play for the Golden State Warriors. If it's, I mean, does anybody, is there anybody out there that doesn't believe that?
And I believe that now. Okay.
I believed it for over a year.
But is there going to be animosity now, maybe amongst his peers toward him, on like, who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are for betting on yourself?
Or to turn
you gotta respect it.
Yeah. I don't disrespect it. I just.
If Jonathan Kuminga walks back into the locker room at $7.9 million, then if I'm a teammate of his, I'm more mad at the Warriors than I am at Jonathan Kuminga at this point. Mm. And I mean, in a, like, he's not a $35 million player.
So we think.
I mean,
so
on,
we
the,
think.
On the one hand, there's no way he would turn down $25 million a year from another team.
And that,
so
wow.
I mean, the reality of the situation is that the Warriors and Kuminga have butchered this, and now
this is their last
who
dance.
Knows who knows how it's gonna all play out. October 1st is the deadline. Training camp actually starts before October 1st. So I think it's kind of interesting. This can't go down to the deadline, you wouldn't think. Otherwise, the Warriors aren't going to be able to have guys in camp that they theoretically still want to sign, like Horford and D'Anthony Melton.
Yeah, and there was some scuttlebutt, you know, all depending on how true or not, that those guys were getting just a slight, you know, they were getting slightly irritated that nothing had been done because of this. But, you know, I don't want to get anybody mad at me, but I don't care. But the bottom line is, you know, I was kind of just disappointed in how the Warriors felt like they were in the diamond lane, the slow lane on this. But to meet them in Miami and up that ante and still not get anything from JK, you know, and Steiny, I think I was right that when all this is said and done, that Joe Lacob was the biggest fan of Jonathan Kuminga. But, man, for him to come back on a year that everybody knows he's going to be out, you know, you are right. He stood, if he does that, he stood 10 toes down, and he wants up out of here. And it's almost a shame for both parties that couldn't get rectified this offseason.
Well, to me, it's also, you know, interesting. Everybody says, well, Joe Lacob's Jonathan Kuminga's biggest fan.
Right.
And Lacob wants him here. All Lacob's got to do is give him a player option, and he'll sign here. That's what it sounds like. Jonathan Kuminga doesn't want to be under the Warriors' control for the next 3 years or the next 2 years. So if
but what about the security of getting the 3 for $75 million?
He doesn't want it here. Like, what? Yeah. He doesn't want to play. You know what? He doesn't want to play with Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler. And he doesn't want to play for Steve Kerr.
I got you.
So
how does this season look when he has to do that? Or are you looking at me, Steiny, saying, "Goo, he's done it for four. He can do it one more. He'll be fine." He probably ain't wanted to play here the last 2 years. I think that could be a possibility.
What's that?
That he ain't want to be. He hasn't wanted to be here in the last couple of years. So I'm sitting there like, how is this going to play out like it did the last couple of years, Goo?
Well, I think he, you know, obviously everything changed after Butler got here too. he was playing more when he was healthy before Butler got here, and then he got hurt, and then Butler got here, and he had to take a back seat to Jimmy Butler. But, you know, one way or the other, this thing is it's coming to a head, and I don't know how it's gonna play out, but as of right now, I think that qualifying offer is something that Kuminga may end up taking. And I'll tell you what, if he plays this year for the Warriors for $7.9 million,
that
tells me that's a guy who does not want to be with the Warriors long term. There's just no other way around it. Why, if all things were equal, why would Jonathan Kuminga turn down $25 million a year? Like, there's no chance he's still saying, well, I'm a $35 million a year player. He's not, like, I think the Warriors coming up to 25 is a way for them to say, or is a way for them to show maybe Warrior fans, he doesn't want to be here, guys, so what do you want us to do?
Yeah, I got two things, Donnie, from the chat. No says, guys, you can't speak for Kuminga. We don't know that. Austin in San Jose, I don't blame him for not accepting the Dubs offer. Sometimes, Donnie, things are more bigger than money. But if I were to ask you point blank range right now, are you team Kuminga or Warriors in this situation?
Neither. They both, I'm neither. Like, I don't think Kuminga. Like, here's the best line in Sam Amick's story, and this is 3 or 4 months in the making. He says, on the surface, it's almost comical that a player of Kuminga's ilk has captured the headlines to this degree for so much of the offseason. That's where I'm at right now.
So he's
Jonathan Kuminga and the Warriors. The Warriors have butchered it. Kuminga's value isn't as high as he thinks. Now they're here, and they deserve each other.
Wow, man. And I'll say this. You know I'm a Kuminga fan. Kuminga stan at times. But the bottom line is, what if he plays on that qualifying offer, turns around and doesn't get 25 on the open market? Or to Austin's point, it's bigger than that. He's playing somewhere else in a system that fits his. Like, I'm just shocked that this thing is still going on.
I mean, the other thing is, why, like, Kuminga comes back on the qualifying offer and is doing so he can facilitate getting out of here as fast as possible. But, oh, by the way, Jonathan, you're still not a starter on this team.
But you averaged the third most shots on the team the last 2 years.
Tell him that, Goo.
No, I get it. He's saying something. Like, when he shows up to training camp, if it's on that qualifying offer, you almost got to love him for saying what's in his heart is what Magic said. I don't want to be here.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Like, that's a gamble. You might not get a quarter on the open market, but it's bigger than that.
What do you mean it's bigger than that?
He don't want to be here for 25. Maybe he go somewhere for 20 and be happier.
Yeah, but they don't want to sign and trade him either. I mean, both sides have really messed this up. They really have.
And how are the Warriors?
Because they're foolish. They were foolish to think that they were going to be able to work this out as a restricted free agent. Mm. I mean, I got to listen to Mike Dunleavy talk about how we love Jonathan Kuminga. We want him here. We know that's not true. They don't love him.
But it doesn't seem like a lot insulting. Of other teams loved him. If you're a Kuminga in his camp,
what can they do? They can't do anything. This is
read
what
the writing on the wall, though, on, okay, after this year, I know you think you're Kevin Durant, like, but it might not be out there for what? 20. This could be a crazy blunder by Kuminga in his camp. after this year, but if you come back on the qualifying offer and the most you get is 17 or 18 somewhere.
He's got 25 in front of him. He doesn't want to sign it because he doesn't want to play for the Warriors. There's not, like, what, how could we be reading into that incorrectly? He has just been offered $75 million over 3 years, and apparently he doesn't want to take it. Well, stop trying to tell me that he doesn't want to be here.
I'm not.
And the Warriors have no, the Warriors don't have any great options right now, and Jonathan Kuminga doesn't have any great option right now. But he doesn't want to commit to being under contract to the Golden State Warriors for more than 1 year, it seems like.
Yeah, and I should have did a better job for you and the listeners, Donnie. Tim McMahon, he's in out of Dallas. I mean, he said something on NBA Today, I mean, to where basically Kerr and the Warriors, Kerr's been out on Kuminga for a while. Like, it's not even a shock to him, but, you know, there's a lot of examples of that, the DMPs, which a lot of people didn't understand, but I get it, but Stoney, a lot of times in life there's an out there, and maybe the out is we deal with what I didn't deem to be a circus at 7.9 to qualifying offer, and I guess that's what that both parties are signing up for, you know, a swan song season.
This on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line, 925 says the whole thing doesn't make sense. What does Jonathan Kuminga want? If he doesn't want to play here, then just sign the qualifying offer and be done with it. It's the dragging things out, preventing the team from signing anyone else that I'm frustrated with. That from the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line.
So is there any merit in that was malicious on their part and his team by taking so long?
He's had a deal in front all summer. He's had a $45 million deal in front of him. And if this story's correct, he's had a three-year, $25 million a year contract in front of him for the last month. So,
it's technically, it's 3 years, but the last year's a team option. So okay. Only 48 of it is guaranteed.
Gotcha.
So it's really just the same deal.
Right. And,
wow. Like, I like the player, man. I do. And, you know, I like the player. We're an older team. You need him. You know, you didn't get anything to supplant him. So I'm excited to watch him play. And now I guess I'm just telling you and the listeners, Donnie, with trepidation in my voice, what's his role going to be? Or is it going to be the same role that it's been, especially now that Jimmy's here? But, man, I would tell Jonathan if I could, like, why didn't you sign that 3 for $75? Right now you'll be sixth man. You can be the best sixth man you possibly can be on a team that might make some noise in the playoffs. Then these dudes will age out, and then maybe it'll be your time. Like, how is that not enticing? Or the system under a coach that has 1 year left on his deal is just something you could never – if it were a test, you couldn't pass it. It doesn't put you in a position to play the game of basketball freely, and maybe that's why you're doing what you're doing and you wound up out of here, wherever that is.
I think he's doing it because he doesn't want to be here. And the 925 says, then why hasn't he signed the qualifying offer yet, Steiny? I don't get it. Because he's still holding out hope that he'll be signed and traded. That's what I feel like. That's the reason to push it as far as humanly possible is because the Warriors, if they start realizing this kid is going to play under the 7.9 qualifying offer and we're going to lose him for nothing at some point, then the Warriors, then that's Kuminga calling the Warriors bluff. And if he's playing under the qualifying offer, that's not good for anybody. So we're going to see how it plays out. But I do think, you know, the reason he hasn't signed the qualifying offer yet is because he's given the Warriors up until the last possible moment to trade him in a sign and trade.
And when is that last possible?
October 1st.
Wow.
Let's go to Pat in Foster City. Hey, Pat, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Good. Hey, yeah, you know, good discussion about this, the Warriors and this, you know, Kuminga in the center position. I guess two thoughts. One question, I guess, and then a comment. My question really is, there's been a lot of discussion on the media about the Warriors signing Nick Claxton or a couple other centers that are, you know, pretty good, more defensive guys, whatever. And I'm wondering, is that discussion in addition to Al Horford, or is that assuming the Al Horford deal doesn't go through and then they're going to sign a guy like that? Because they already have, like, what, 2.5 or 3 centers, depending on how you want to count Green. I'm assuming that's probably instead of Al Horford, but I don't know.
No, I think Al Horford and D'Anthony Melton are waiting for the Kuminga situation to play out.
Man.
Because they've got to figure out Kuminga first. But I anticipate whatever happens with Kuminga, that after it happens, we'll see Al Horford and D'Anthony Melton on the team after that.
Okay, and then I guess the other question or comment, I guess, with Kuminga, it just seems like if the money seems to be reasonable, you know, at $25 million a year, I think even Kuminga would think that's getting pretty close to reasonable, especially if he's not playing on the Warriors. He might be very happy making $25 million somewhere else, right?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Why wouldn't the Warriors, you know, or why wouldn't Kuminga and Warriors kind of agree on maybe a two-year deal worth $50 million, $25 million in each year? And then, you know, the Warriors basically say, look, we're as eager to trade you as you are to go somewhere else. So we're both on the same page. So I don't know when it'll happen. Hopefully it'll happen this year, but if not, next off season. But, you know, we're committed to trading you, and you want to leave anyway. So that way you've got $25 million from us this year and $25 million in the bank for the following year, presumably at some other team. Why couldn't they agree to something like that?
They could, Pat. The problem is that then Kuminga gives up, and thanks for the call, appreciate it. Then Kuminga gives up his control.
Yeah.
If Jonathan Kuminga signs the qualifying offer for $7.9 million, that means he comes back to the Golden State Warriors and he has a no trade clause. That means he can essentially only get traded to where he wants to go. So he would have full control there. The Warriors, of course, want to give him 2 or 3 years with a team option on all those because they want to have control. And the one thing I do understand is after 4 years of being here, and he's finally 80% through his 5-year deal, now I can see him saying, the hell with it. I'll play one more year for 8 and just be completely unrestricted in the offseason, and I'll let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah. And hopefully I get $25 million a year. At least.
Yeah.
And with Gary Payton II still dangling out there.
He is. 888-957-9570 is the number. In any event,
not ideal at all.
No, and it's
wow.
It's coming to a conclusion. I mean, that's
2 more weeks.
That's a given for sure. Only 2 restricted free agents are unsigned: Quentin Grimes and Jonathan Kuminga.
JK, man. But you agree with me, just from a basketball standpoint, this team needs him.
No, I don't.
We're an older team.
Yeah.
And you said that. You said as much.
No.
Kuminga's a young Thundercat.
No, I don't think he is.
Well, they offered him $25 a year.
Okay.
So I'm just saying they see something.
Yeah.
They need what he brings and what he can be on his best day.
He's not going to get as much playing time, I think, as he wants here. And that's been it's playing time, people.
He can get 25 to 30 minutes on this team.
It's playing time and his role. He's an afterthought here, and he doesn't want to be an afterthought. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by it's been brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Evan's telling me that the latest now with the Jonathan Kuminga situation comes from Anthony Slater of ESPN. And if you've been following, the Warriors have offered, it seems like, a two-year deal and a three-year deal, both of which have a team option. And according to Slater, Aaron Turner, the agent for Jonathan Kuminga, is saying if they turn that team option into a player option, we'll sign it. Yeah, they're not gonna. They're probably not gonna.
Well, right now they're not, Steiny. It's the 16th or 17th. It's the 16th. Maybe on the 25th.
So this 28th. Is, I mean, to me, this is all about the Warriors want to control where they send Kuminga, or that they have control over him for 2 or 3 years. And what Kuminga wants is control sooner rather than later. And he knows that right now he has control the minute the season ends. He's an unrestricted free agent. And he's played 4 years with the Warriors. He's got to wait one more year, and it's starting to feel like he may be willing to play for that 7.9 contract.
Stoudy, I'm no agent, shocker, but I just think he's getting bad advice. And also, too, I would look at this team that I spent 4 years with as part of the new regime that'll be after Steph, and I won't even be 25. I'll bear to, what, 25 or 26 if we even put 4 years on Jimmy, Steph, and Dre. Like, how is that not enticing? And most likely you'll probably have a new head coach if Steve Kerr is not your cup of tea, so I don't know, man. But, again, all I'm focused on just as a fan, a Warrior fan, is – how he can help this year if he plays this card on the qualifying offer. But I just don't see how this would not be enticing for him to be probably the best player on the team once the OGs are gone. Like, that's your moment. That's your time. And you'll be getting 25 a year until that happens. If it's personal, I get it.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to play here. I just don't. I think he feels like there's, you know, the other thing too is, if he plays for 25, you know, on what the Warriors offer him, and they have a team option, it means they can send him anywhere. Like, there are teams that he may not want to play for.
But if you ball out, they ain't sending you nowhere. Because you're a fixture of the future.
Not for 1 year.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about if he did the...
But the other thing is, he's going to sit behind. He's got Butler and Draymond Green in front of him for 2 more years.
Facts.
So, look, I saw I saw the ESPN story where, you know, Steve Kerr has, and the Warriors have given him an indication. Nah, you know, he's going to get playing time. You know,
bigger role.
I'm sure he scoffs at that. Let's go to Frank in Atlanta.
Our man, Frank.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
Okay, Guru, I need you to just focus for a minute.
Okay.
Write this down on a yellow sticky pad.
I got my pen. It's a white pad, but go ahead.
Okay. The $70 million Joe Lacob is going to save by Jonathan Kuminga signing the 7.9. I need you to investigate that, because that's the linchpin to this whole thing all summer, the luxury tax, and Lacob's ability to stay under it. That was the entire reason they wanted to sign and trade Jonathan Kuminga at the end of the season, when they knew they were going to pay Jimmy Buckets $54 million, and they weren't going to pay Jonathan Kuminga. They knew that they would be up against the luxury tax. They couldn't sign Kuminga, so they were going to try to sign and trade him.
Okay.
Now, what they have to do now is try to sign him to the $25 million a year and sell him in February. They know good and well, and everybody involved in this, Jonathan Kuminga, his people, the Warriors, and my cousin works in an NBA front office. Every other front office in the NBA knows that Jonathan Kuminga will be traded 2 days after the trading starts. Jonathan Kuminga does not want to get shipped off to purgatory like Jordan Poole did. He wants to decide whether he wants to play winning basketball for another team, or does he want to go somewhere and just play basketball?
Mm.
Because he hasn't played since he's been here winning basketball. He's been on the bench.
And Frank,
that's all it is. Is his right to decide what kind of basketball he wants to play. And if he signs that contract, they could ship him to Utah. They're not going to win no time soon. They could ship him to Washington. They're not going to win ever.
But he'd get 20-25 shots a game, Frank, Stoney.
Appreciate it, Frank.
How Frank laid that out, I think that's what he's yearning for, Stoney. He's got a ring already. I just feel like Jonathan wants to go play 30-35 minutes a night, jack up as many shots as he possibly can, average close to 25, whatever, 25, and however he gets to it. I think that's where we're at, Frank, and I think that's what Kuminga is telling us.
Right, and to me,
and that's his prerogative.
Right, and the reality of the situation is he probably wants to play that way here, and he can't because that's not winning basketball to my way of thinking.
But you're willing to take a chance of getting hurt, Stoney, 7.9, and then really having that fallback and dealing with that. Again, I'm being negative, saying something like that could happen, but we've seen crazier stuff happen. Somehow, if you rolled the dice and you got hurt, oh, man.
What do you mean?
Not career ending, just like you're not as attractive as you once were, you know, as you are now.
Well, he's got to weigh all that stuff, and I don't know what the priority is for Jonathan Kuminga. Is it money? Is it playing time? I'm not sure.
Not money here, because they're offering him a good 25, Donnie.
Yeah, I mean, it feels to me like he you know, it's all about playing time, and he, you know what? It's all about playing time, and good for him. I think he's smart enough to know that anything Kerr or Dunleavy is saying right now is nothing more than, you know, nothing more than
lip service.
Yeah, exactly. Because when the chips are down, he knows that Steve Kerr is not going to go to him in front of Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how it ends up.
Yeah, I was laid up, and I should know this. I forgot who the author were, who wrote the article, but it was saying that the Warriors front office wanted to draft Wagner over Kuminga, but Laker wanted to draft Kuminga.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
I mean, people might not believe me, but I'm not convinced Kerr would have loved Franz Wagner as much as he's loved in Orlando. I mean, the issue to me with Kuminga was less about Jonathan Kuminga the player than Jonathan Kuminga the age. And I think any young player drafted by the Warriors when Kuminga and Wiseman were drafted were going to have trouble. Unless they were like one of those four-year college guys who knew how to play when they came out. You think about the Giants, San Francisco Giants.
I've been sitting on this. I got to tell you something, Stoney. Saturday before they took the field, Saturday evening at home against the Dodgers, and I know it's the Dodgers, but, you know, they can lose a game or two. The fact that the Mets wet the bed the way that they did and the Giants took the field in that slot, and I know this is going to sound ludicrous, but they controlled their own destiny. That was the spot they had been waiting, yearning to get, and they ran down the Mets. And a lot of it had to do with the Giants playing good baseball, but the Mets were just a mess. And I thought, Stoney, with Webb on the bump Saturday and Ray after – that if you could have just held on and got those two victories or one of them, I thought, man, we might be talking about playoff baseball here in the Bay. So Willard and Dibbs don't know I'm going here when they come in, but Stoney, I thought that was the funeral and the opportunity for the Giants to get in the postseason. The math technically is still there, but nah, Stoney, that was it. And then you follow that up with a loss last night to Arizona. So you're two back, but you're really three back with the wild card and with the tiebreaker. And the fact that the Mets now, you feel like, you know, maybe got their worst part of their baseball out of them after that slide. Like, that was a big miss, this opportunity. And if Giant fans want to say, oh, good, it was the Dodgers, okay. But, man, that hurt to me.
I mean, the bottom line is this is – kind of what happens in sports. You come back either in a game or late in the season, and you expend a ton of energy, and you kind of get there, but you can't get over the top. Giants are 3-6 in their last nine games. You know, there it is. Boom. 3-6 in their last nine games. And that was why this was always going to have to – that's why this was always going to be – so difficult is we saw them go 14-4 to get back in it.
Yeah.
And then you know what they need to do after that? They need to go 6-3 rather than 3-6. And you know,
I hear you.
I think it's interesting. Look, they're after all this chopping, after all this up and down and up and down, they're a 500 team. They're 75-75. And, you know, to me, what we continue, not continue, but this is a 500 team for four straight years.
Ah, man.
It's a 500 team for four straight years.
Yeah.
Period.
And I can't argue
that. They're
going to
be 500 again.
I can't argue with you there, but what I do wonder, and I've taken my foot off the gas pedal in regard to Melvin, and they need another voice, but I do wonder if I were running the team or you were running the team, and you can answer this for me real quick, Stoney, do you look at the fact that they got hot as fish grease? Is where was this before, and why did it take so damn long for the car to start? Or do you say, hey, the car could have stopped, but it kept going, and it got us here, so Melvin, you can come back? Like, I do wonder.
What about the pitching?
Oh, man.
I mean, you're –
and now that your horses are – they're showing you your number,
like, that's the other thing. It's like you could the reality of the situation is your two best pitchers are out of gas.
Oh, man.
So they're out of gas.
And Verlander, who was a disappointment, is your best pitcher here over the last 6 weeks.
So when I look at – you know, when I look at the Giants and
– talk to me.
They're 500.
Well, that's a problem, though.
No, it's not. Why is it a problem? They've been 500 for 4 years.
Because you got to give me this. No matter how you don't like it or what, I don't care right now, Stoney. The day that trade was consummated and Ralphie Devers was coming here, the Giants were supposed to have action. More action than this. You have to. So there's a price to be paid, and I think the fans paid it because they got excited, and rightfully so. So I just wonder what Buster thinks of, we put the fish grease on the stove. We didn't have nothing to put in the pot. That's how I see it.
They were
good enough.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They were worse after Devers.
So who does that fall on again? That's what I'm really.
It falls on an entire team that has to play 162 games.
But
and
from
over
a
the course
standpoint.
Of 162 games, they don't have good enough to like their two best pitchers are done. They're done.
Who's to blame, partner?
What do you mean who's to blame?
Is it the players you didn't have enough or the manager? Like, let's revisit that. I'm torn, but I'm leaning like, hey, Bob, you started the song a little too late.
What about what Posey did? Giving up on the team. How does that look now? He gave up relievers.
Well, Duvall's been a mess in New York.
Right. And anybody who knew anything knew that was going to happen. The reality of the situation is maybe Posey got bit. He gave up. And son of a gun, if they weren't a half game out of it 3 days ago, but they didn't have any reinforcements.
Josh Ram saying, "Goo, come on, this team isn't good enough." Not when they were going 16-4,
they're 75-75.
I got you, but this what they were doing for the last month offensively okay. was incredible.
And what about the 2 months before? Like this is what I mean.
I mean, I hear you.
75-75.
But I'm shaking the Giants' tree of why did we not hit until now? That's all I'm asking you.
You think they're better. That's fine. If you think they're an 85-win team, you think they're an 85-win team. So I think they're a 500 team. I think they've been a 500 team for 4 years. What do you mean, wow?
This offense could have gotten –
you think this offense is
–
I don't think this is a great offense. You think it's a great offense. I don't think their pitching staff is great. I think they've got two guys at the top of the rotation who are pretty good. But I do not look at this team as, wow, what an underachieving team. You're not even better than the Diamondbacks.
Wow. And that,
I mean,
since the Devers trade, that's where I think the standards and expectations were through the roof, rightfully so. And that's why this has been disappointing. No Devers, you got me all day, every day. Hey, this team ain't good enough, Goo. But they were lost with Devers for too long, and that's why they're where they're at now. But I don't think it's too far-fetched to say if they would have got hot a week sooner.
But don't you look at it in its totality and say, we're 500 like that. I get it. If they would have started a winning streak, like if they would have started a winning streak sooner, they would have lost then. So, like, I just don't see how you can look at this team and come to any other conclusion than, boy, that's a, like,
so are you going to run this back with the same manager, even if you think Melvin's not the problem?
I'm not. That's not.
See that? But that's the real. That's the real. Like, what are you going to do there? Is he okay? And you're right. They're listening, Stoney, and you're saying, hey, your players weren't good enough and you gave away a starter who ain't been doing nothing in Boston. Or do you say, hey, Bob, come in my office. Why did this team turn around? Why did it take so long to turn them around?
Because we're a 500 team. That's why. Because we have two legitimate starting pitchers. Both of them are tired right now.
You got three because Verlander started. We got to put that. Like, you got something from him at the end. He's probably looking around like, what happened?
Okay.
Are we going to sit here and act like Verlander has not been a stud?
He's 3-10, dude. No, it is so frustrating when a guy puts together three good starts.
No, it's more
than
that. Like,
They're 75 and 75. If you think they should be 85 and 65, then we just have a disagreement. I don't see a juggernaut here. I don't even see an above average hitting team.
Somebody's got to pay a price for this.
Just, the Dodgers absolutely just put them away this weekend.
That happened. And you know, it's Friday. Right. You had the walk off.
Okay, so how do people feel now when they get Rafael Devers and people are saying we might be able to win the division now? And you come in and you got to win a couple games against the Dodgers, and they just clean your clock. It's like that's an offense,
and it's so climactic because the Dodgers did that to him right before the All-Star break, where we were at the game that Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday, you had chances to win the game. You got the two-run homer from Matos, and you couldn't do it.
No. Steiny, the team's in the midst of a playoff push. They're 3-6 over their last nine. No.
I guess he's saying the math, because they ain't been
That's
eliminated.
Great. The math is there. No, maybe they'll make the playoffs. That's great. But
they just
I'm just
teased
saying,
us, man. They really teased us this last go around. And to be honest, you're talking about the Dodgers? I was mad that they lost 2 or 3 last weekend to St. Louis.
Well, then why do you think they're a playoff team? I just don't know. Like, what
goods.
Have you seen you got that makes you think they have underachieved this year? I don't know. Like,
at times,
Webb had a good year. Rays had a good year. Devers' numbers. Like, Devers, Adames, and Chapman, it's like, huh, they kind of look like they've looked. Great. And you're a 500 team. Period.
So is this all going to fall back onto what was ailing them when they were losing 15 and 16 at home? And I'm just talking about Melvin in this. Nobody has the answer. And if that's still the answer, you got to get somebody new in here.
Maybe you got to get a new GM in here. Maybe Posey is, you know, maybe
no,
Posey
Adames
has.
That worked out, Stoney.
No, it didn't work out. Okay, so you just pet. Okay.
I'm just talking about finished. If we look at the back of his baseball card.
So, in other words, you think it worked out. You think it worked out. This team's been 500 for 4 straight years. This year they paid Chapman, Adames. They're going to pay Devers. They're still 500.
Right. But, Stoney, from an individual standpoint, where Devers started, we got to give that. That's been – come on, man. He's been a find, especially after he had to dig himself out of the hole. He was in a grave. So I'm just saying we could say, and I can make an argument, we wasted his season or his comeback. Chapman's doing what he's – like, Stoney, I'm not telling you I have the answers. I know where to start, and it seemed like for much of this year, Melvin didn't have the answers either. And, again, they got a meaningful game tonight if you're still thinking they got a chance. But, man, I just feel like there was some meat left on this bone.
I don't. Mm. I really, really don't. And as for Melvin, like, honestly – go ahead and fire him. Who cares? Like, because I think this is a 500 team with or without Bob Melvin.
But even with Devers, you think they're 500?
Yes! Yes!
Damn.
Yes!
I mean, Verlander.
Who's their third starter next year?
Verlander, if you bring him back.
Okay.
Like, I would really look into that. Like, okay, he figured it. Or I could be a fool putting some new parts on an old Cadillac thinking I'm going to be okay. But, dude, if they were in a playoff game right now, he'd get the ball game one. Verlander compared to where Ray and Webb are. But remember,
you were laughing at me. Verlander stinks for 60% of the year.
I'm not arguing that one. Well, I'll give you that. Again, but, Stanley, you were laughing at me.
One of the problems the Giants have is that their players aren't good enough to put 6 good months together.
Okay, all right.
Period.
But when you guys were laughing at me, when Melvin was letting Robbie Ray throw 116 pitches when they thought they were out of it, you might have had some foresight to say, hey, you know what? It ain't all the way over. Let's yank his ass at 99 so he could have something left when he faced the Dodgers on Sunday. Same with Webb. Oh, 105. Everybody coming in here, no big deal. Goo, it's baseball. 108. Now they're throwing Twinkies. Had you had somebody that thought, you know what? Let me save a little for tomorrow in case we get hot, and now they might not be throwing Twinkies. I said to you, why is Ray throwing 113 pitches? And now he's throwing Twinkies. Him and Webb, I think that's on Melvin, sitting there letting him throw it out like you got to play for nothing.
But you might get your wish. He could get fired.
It ain't a wish. It's just somebody has to pay for this team not making the playoffs since the Devers trade. You know that. They waited too late.
Yeah, this is a juggernaut under the guise of a 500 team.
Well, you got me there.
I've got you 4 years in a row.
But that didn't have Adames and Devers.
Yeah, well.
give me that.
Two guys are going to make the difference. Two guys. That segment brought to you by Moderna.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.